You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and today is episode 31. And today the topic is the opportunity that dreams give us to recognise and change our beliefs. Because if we can recognise and change our beliefs, we of course change the outcomes in our life. And I'm going to do this today by reading two articles to you that are related. And in between them, I'm going to read some feedback from Julia. Now, Julia was our guest on podcast number 18, which was back in August, 12 weeks ago. And she emailed me this morning with some feedback to share with you all on the podcast show today. So we'll be looking at Julia's feedback on how her life has changed as a result of having her dream interpreted on this podcast show. And so let's begin at the top. Now, the first article I actually wrote in August 2003, 6 years ago, and it's called Otherwise. Bath time, when my children were very small, was great fun until the moment came to lift them from the water. They never wanted to get out. Eventually, I found a happy solution. Who's going to take the plug out, you or me? I'd ask. Me, me, I want to, would come the unerring reply. Once the water had gone, they were happy to leap out and move on to the next game. It worked until they were old enough to realise that I was giving them severely limited options and that it was me who was really pulling the plug on their fun. A man once told me about a dream in which he was in a rowing boat on a calm lake when five tornadoes appeared. The tornadoes struck the water and spun it into gurgling holes, as if five enormous bath plugs had been pulled from the sand beneath the lake. He felt the dream was warning him that his money, invested in various projects, was going down the gurgler. Our warning dreams motivate us to take action, but what kind of action should we take? Are our dream warnings accurate, or do they reflect our fears and beliefs? Was this man's money inevitably going down the gurgler, or was he projecting and creating this outcome based on his unconscious beliefs and experiences, his conditioning? Had the plug already been pulled, or did he have more expansive options? And in any case, was this man's dream about his financial affairs, or did it reflect other valuable information he could apply to ensure calm waters in his life? My children expected only one outcome, that the plug would be removed in the next minute and the water would go down the plug hole. So the outcome always manifested. If they'd been older, they might have suggested we run more hot water, stay in the bath longer, get takeaway instead of cooking dinner, and still get to bed on time. They would have learned the lesson that other wise options always exist. Or they might have stayed in the bath until the water went cold and learned a different but equally wise lesson from their experience. Alternatives. Wider choices. Whichever way, we gain wisdom from our choices if we are open enough to learn the lessons they offer. Sometimes the wisdom is learned under happy circumstances, the hot water and takeaway choice, and sometimes less happy circumstances, the cold water choice. Take the plug out, otherwise what? My children might have asked had they been older back in bath plug days. Otherwise, I may have replied, you will become otherwise. To grow, to gain wisdom, we often need change. We need to challenge ourselves to explore the wider options of the otherwise. If life wisdom is the path, there can be no wrong choices. Just different choices and different routes. But if we hold a vision, a goal, how can we find the best route, the one that delivers both the desired reward and wisdom? Well, naturally, our dreams provide the answers, but how can we recognize them? Our dreams are symbolic snapshots in time. They show us ourselves, our conscious and unconscious beliefs, experiences, memories and feelings relating to the life at the time of the dream. Specifically, they show us, once interpreted, how our unconscious beliefs are affecting our waking life and where those beliefs originated. It is our beliefs, especially our unconscious ones, that shape our future. Above all, our fears shape our future by limiting our choices. We tend not to take the path that requires us to face our fears. Pulling the plug seems an easier option. Looked at in this way, our dreams are blueprints of the future, projecting outcomes based on our past responses to life. In this way, too, dreams can be said to be prophetic. If the man's tornado dream was indeed about his financial affairs, then it may have been reflecting his fears and beliefs that his money would go down the gurgler, and such fears possibly may have created that result. So what was his dream advising him to do? He may have saved money by withdrawing his investments if he was in danger of creating doom. Otherwise, he could use the dream to identify the negative fears and beliefs and change them using dream alchemy practices. By changing the blueprint, his projected future changes and the situation is diffused. To change the outcome, change the belief. To change the outer world, change the inner one. Beware the warning dream, otherwise you may miss the real gold. And the deeper meaning of the dream? The five tornadoes represented five major changes, the winds of change, you could say, in this man's life that each time had torn his calm world apart. Water often represents the emotions. These changes had stirred his deepest emotions, even though all appeared calm on the surface. His dream reflected his belief, based on these five experiences, that whenever things were calm, a huge change would sweep in and shake him to the core. This belief extended to his financial affairs, ensuring regular calamity. His dream required him to look back at those changes to reap the wisdom of the otherwise and to transform his beliefs in destructive change into constructive change. So that was my story of the otherwise from August 2003. And this is where I really want to talk about Julia, who, as I said at the beginning of the show, was in our podcast number 18, which, funnily enough, was also in August. It was in August 2009. And you can listen back, of course, to podcast number 18 and hear Julia describe her dream and hear us discussing it and working out the interpretation. And the bottom line of Julia's dream was that she had been working in corporate in a corporate field in America for 9 years, and was very strong in her beliefs about how you should appear and how you should work in the corporate world. And her dream was really looking at her beliefs about why she couldn't be more relaxed in her attitude to work. You'd need to listen to the podcast to get the real depth and feel of it. However, I'm reading now from the email that I received from Julia this morning, who was really keen that I include it in today's podcast show to show you the kind of results that you can get from having a dream interpreted with me, either on the podcast show or confidentially, of course, through my dream interpretation service. So here's Julia. The dream interpretation had a huge impact on my life and on many levels. After a harrowing 9 years in American corporate life, I have made a radical shift in the way I see work and career. In the dream, one thing I struggled with was casual versus business. An American way of doing business versus more adaptable, friendly, casual Australian way. It's been 10 years since I lived in Australia, and there may have been shifts, but as I remember it, it's a much better work environment than here in the US, where taking a holiday is seen as letting the team down or slacking off. I had quit my job in April of this year before my dream interpretation. I've had the summer from hell. It's also been the best gift I gave myself. I thought a lot about your interpretation, and as time went on, August till November, I restructured how I wanted my work life to look. I changed the alchemy exercise into asking myself, in my wildest dreams, what could work look like if there were no restrictions? I have made a radical shift, and your dream interpretation made the difference in addition to the homework you gave me during the show. I have formed a non-profit called Knitting Hope. I work in a knitting studio 2 days a week. I make custom-made yoga bags that are being sold at yoga studios throughout Denver. And 2 to 3 days a week, I do readings in both Boulder and Denver. I'm moving home to Australia early next year, and my new way of making a living and life will remain the same. I no longer want to work in the emergency room atmosphere, but in a creative, spiritual, and supportive environment, one that I never thought possible in my wildest dreams. Now, you'll find out that when you go to Julia's new website, which she's launching in a few weeks' time, which is called knittinghope.com, you'll find that it's actually a huge non-profit business that she's launched. And I think you'll be very surprised at what's come out of stepping away from American corporate life and making choices based on changing the beliefs that she identified in a dream interpretation. Julia's going on to do some fantastic things. Well done, Julia. And from there, and the funny thing is, I picked two articles that I thought would go well with Julia's feedback. And I'm going to read the second one now. And when I looked at the dates, I realized that otherwise, the one I read out at the first part of the podcast, I'd originally written in August 2003. Julia's podcast interpretation was August 2009. And this one I now see, which is called Men in Black, I wrote in August 2002. So I'm not sure at the moment what's with all the Augusts, but here we go, Men in Black. When I first met my husband, Michael, he imagined I adopted a ritual sleeping position designed to induce and remember my dreams, and that I would require silence in the morning while I ceremoniously scribed my dreams with an author's feathered quill into my leather-bound dream journal. Knowing the shape and scrawl of my handwriting, the feather quill imagining was understandable. As for the rest, well, who am I to shatter illusions? Oh, yes, that's my job, isn't it? Shattering illusions. The role of a dream analyst is to help a dreamer understand his illusions and beliefs about life, and then help him to change those that are not working well for him. Or her. But in this case, him. Michael. Although Michael had witnessed some spectacular results of doing affirmations and visualizations based on dreams, it was not until he started doing them himself that he really felt their power to release old ways of thinking and replace them with more constructive ones. And, you know, as I'm reading this article, I'm just realizing this was written in August 2002. And at that time, I had finished, or more or less finished, writing my fifth book, Dream Alchemy, which actually came out in February 2003. So this article was being written 6 months before Dream Alchemy was released. And that was the point at which I hadn't actually come up with the term Dream Alchemy. I had been working with clients for affirmations and visualizations for many years, as I developed them, but it wasn't until shortly before the book went to print that I came up with, hey, let's call those Dream Alchemy practices, and better still, let's call the book Dream Alchemy. So this article doesn't refer to Dream Alchemy practices, as many of you have heard me refer to them for all these years, but when I'm talking about affirmations and visualizations in this article, it's Dream Alchemy practices we're talking about. So anyway, back to the article and Michael and his affirmations and visualizations. Changes begin within days, and the odd thing is that once the new thinking pattern is in place, it can be really difficult to put your finger on what the old thinking pattern had been. The old thinking pattern, once so familiar, suddenly becomes totally alien. We have a new saying to describe this in our house. The men in black have visited. Here's the story. We went to see the movie Men in Black 2. For those of you who haven't seen it, the storyline can be dispensed in one sentence, but many of the gags are funny and some of the best are based on metaphysical and philosophical themes. The Men in Black are agents whose mission is to protect Earth by communicating with aliens from other planets, killing them when they fail to reach peaceful coexisting solutions. Along the way, people who just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time happen to see things that may threaten their mental stability, so their memories have to be erased. This is achieved with the Neuralizer. The Neuralizer is a little device that flashes a bright light into the eyes of he who has seen too much, and hey, suddenly he remembers nothing. We, the audience, always know when the Neuralizer is about to be flashed because the men in black slip on their sunglasses to protect their eyes. Simple, really. Okay, so we'd seen the movie on the second day of a new affirmation Michael was using. That night, after a long dream, he got out of bed to go and get a drink of water. As he was walking down the hallway, he was turning over the events of his dream. Suddenly, he reached the part of his dream where the bright white light flashed, and then, from that exact moment, the memory of the whole dream vanished, before the light as well as after it. All he could recall of the dream, when he told me later, was the bright white light. He said he stood in the kitchen, sipping his water, until it hit him. He'd been neuralized. The men in black had visited. No, this is no alien invasion story, of course. Michael's dream had been a response to his affirmation. It was, quite literally, playing out the old thinking pattern and then erasing it, replacing it with a new, affirmed one. His dreaming mind picked the perfect symbol to mark this change of brain wiring, the Neuralizer. When you work with your dreams or with dream-based affirmations and visualizations, you can expect to experience milestone dreams that indicate the release of the old thinking pattern. In one dream several years ago, I saw a woman slowly unpicking a hem on a huge piece of fabric. Suddenly, the thread unraveled at a phenomenal speed and the hem was undone. It was freed. The woman was freed from her work. The change I had been working on was in place the next day. My mind simply didn't go down the old restrictive track anymore. That way of thinking suddenly seemed alien. I was freed into a new way of thinking. In another dream, in another year, I watched a huge ship about to be launched. Something was not quite right. I stood on the dock holding the end of a string that was attached through every room on the ship all the way through to what was known as the first room. Suddenly I knew what to do. I cut the string. Everyone on the ship panicked as the string unraveled like lightning all the way back to the first room, and it was there, in that first room, that a pile of dust was identified. It had been overlooked. It had been the problem. It was cleaned up. The ship was ready to go, and do you know what? It was free to go because I was no longer holding on to the string. In this way, my dream showed the release of an old string of thought or belief system that had been working against me. So bless those men and women in black, the secret agents of the night who work in our dreams to promote mental health and peaceful coexistence with otherwise alien forces. Now, Michael, Just look this way while I pop my sunglasses on, please. Thank you. And that's the end of that one. So, the end of another show. Hey, if you'd like to come on the show as Julia did, remember, it's very simple. I love having guests on the show, chatting to people and helping them interpret their dreams. And it's very easy. You just contact me and I phone you or I Skype you at an agreed time. So there's absolutely no cost or charge to you whatsoever. You can use a pen name if you like. Many of the people you've listened to on these shows have just chosen a different name for a bit of anonymity. And I call you. It takes about 20 minutes of your time. We record the conversation and pop it on to the next podcast. And what you do with that, of course, is help everyone that's listening to understand more about dream interpretation, as well as getting a dream interpreted yourself and maybe opening yourself up to the kind of major radical life shifts and wonderful outcomes that Julia, for example, has received from coming on the show. So thanks everyone for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. I really appreciate your ears and the lovely comments that you send me back publicly and privately. You can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au or on my new blog, which I'm loving doing, which is www.janetereza.com. And you can also visit the podcast blog specially dedicated to The Dream Show. And the quickest way to get there is to click the very obvious link on either my blog or my website. So thanks for joining me today again. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next week for episode 32 of The Dream Show. Have a fantastic week.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsight. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.